I'm in Bury. It's pronounced Bury, but it's spelt B-U-R-Y. There should be a campaign around that to educate the rest of the country. And I'm in something called the Rock Marketing Suite, which, bear with me, it sounds incredibly boring. But I'm looking at a miniature here, a miniature of what looks like the future of Bury Town Centre. Who are you?
I'm David Laycock, Centre Director of The Rock.
Now, The Rock is a film that I saw once, but it's also this road we're standing on outside, isn't it?
The Rock is the old high street in Bury, spelled B-U-R-Y, and this is the triangular development at the top of The Rock. It's an extension of The Rock High Street.
So explain in words, if you can, what we are looking at now.
We're looking at a mixed-use development which brings a big chunk of leisure, which is a combination of 8 restaurants, Pizza Express, Nando's, Frankie and Benny's, etc., plus View Cinema, AMF Bowling, into the heart of Bury. 1,250-space car park on the back of it. And
1,250 spaces?
1,250 spaces.
That's huge.
68 to 70 retail.
What's the height restriction on that? I drive a camper van.
Yeah, I think you'll just about squeeze in. You've got a roof rack on you, but you won't be able to get in. But as you come off the motorway, within possibly even less than a mile, you see this fantastic new car park. Park in the car park and you're straight into the scheme. 68 to 70 retail units. As I say, the great leisure offer. We've got Debenhams, M&S, we've got Topshop, River Island.
Netflix, all the big chains.
All the big chains.
But also, this is a market town.
Yeah, but also we are also, that's a bit of a hobby horse for me, we're also going to bring in some independents as well. There's a few of those coming at 5 or so, and also we are going to be bringing them into some of the shop window space whilst we move up to full occupancy. So, for instance, let me explain that.
Aren't we just getting over a recession? This is an incredible development for a country that's meant to be struggling.
This is incredible development, and I think this illustrates the potential of Bury as a town. Bury has maintained its footfall, its numbers coming into the town because of a strong centre with Millgate and a market. The developer has realised here that there's an opportunity to actually get local people, Lancashire, North Manchester people, to come and shop here as opposed to go to Trafford Centre potentially. This large-scale retail and leisure development will bring people back into the town. So it's a fantastic regeneration, a new part of Bury. It's not an enclosed centre.
Now,
adds into the town.
I do understand the need for people to be spending money in areas because obviously everybody that lives here needs to earn a wage and it keeps the world turning. I also love the fact that there is a massive cinema, which I don't get to the cinema enough. I love it when I do. That's my saturation of my type of art and culture. Where else is the art and culture? Is there any type of coffee shop scene going on? Or?
Well, we've got the 8 restaurants. We're going to have tables. We're going to have a seating area here on Angloom Place, which is off Rochdale Road here.
So lots of outdoor kind of cosmopolitan
spaces. We're bringing that in. I mean, this is an evolvement for Bury. We've got Katsuri's that you go into later in the market.
Dependent on the weather, of course.
Dependent on the weather. We've got a Cafe Revive in Marks and Spencer's overlooking St John's Gardens here, which is where St John's Chapel used to sit.
Still some trees.
Lovely, you know, benches and trees, etc. We've got another cafe opening on the far side with tables and chairs outside. Costa Coffee, Debenhams Restaurant. Hopefully, some of them will use produce from Bury Market, which is something I'm trying to encourage, so we get that integration.
Because Bury Market is much loved by the locals here.
It is fantastic.
I've even heard something about the legendary black pudding stall from Bury Market, which I need to check out, and I'm hoping that the ladies are there today.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the two of us, myself and my colleague Andy Foster, enjoy shopping at the market. It's trying to bring some of those elements from the town, from the cultural quarter, Fusiliers, Museum and Arts Gallery, the new Transport Museum opening on Saturday, having a preview tomorrow of that, all those elements, trying to highlight those in the Rock as well. So this is very much part of the community as opposed to a lockdown shopping centre.
That makes sense. I'm trying to think about how I use town centres, and for me, living in a village and you're surrounded by in Northamptonshire, I will go into the town centre sometimes to work. So for me to have a good Wi-Fi connection, decent coffee is vital, not just important.
Espresso and go.
Yeah, exactly. So will you be having any type of street level connectivity like is being rolled out across Europe? I must say, Ramsbottom, just up the road, unbelievable. Everywhere I went into had Wi-Fi, which was accessible by the public. For a small place like that.
Yeah. I think, personally, I think it's essential. It's something that we're going to hopefully work into the scheme. We have O2, who's a big local employer, had conversations with O2. Hopefully they will pick it up, because the opportunity here to get their brand exposed and to connect people, which is apparently what they're about.
Yeah.
And they've got a couple of thousand people at the local call centre. I'm hoping that they'll pick this up, although it is hard work.
Incidentally, the 3G in Bury from O2 is some of the best that I've come across. I've been uploading
so
audio.
So if you can do anything to help that, I know Tony's tickling.
Put the pressure on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, definitely. Well, of course, you can speak. I think shopkeepers, as part of their lease, sometimes should be told to give a portion of their bandwidth to the area, because... Yeah. That's their SSID, the identification on their Wi-Fi, can be their shop name. So not only are they virtually advertising their presence, but they can also say, we are offering free Wi-Fi. Why don't you come and, sit down in our cafe or browse around? And
I think you're absolutely spot on. For me, The Rock and Bury is about connecting people, bringing communities back together. Yes, coffee. Yes, eating out. Yes, events, experience, and connecting people literally with the Wi-Fi is absolutely essential. We're just saying about O2. Hopefully, they will provide.
So, are they going to do a cloud?
We don't want a cloud, because you have to pay for the cloud. We need free Wi-Fi or no Wi-Fi at all. That's me putting my foot down as a user. I am recording, yes.
Ah, okay. So just to call this, Tony's going to sort out free Wi-Fi for Bury.
This is our vision, to have free Wi-Fi. Yeah.
You're going
to
put the pressure on. It's not difficult. You know, Milton Keynes is trialling WiMAX, and WiMAX does exist in certain areas. You can stick one WiMAX antenna in the centre of Bury and feed the entire town.
How is it funded?
How's it funded? It's a you can out of your massive pockets. Okay, it's just a plug socket and a router. How's it funded? Well, I was talking earlier on about saying, as part of the shop's leases, they're going to have an internet connection. They should share a portion of their bandwidth on a particular router, and the SSID, the ID of their router, could be the name of the shop. So they're advertising virtually outside of their spaces, so that people walking along has, I didn't know there was a so-and-so coffee shop in this shopping centre. It's just popped up on my phone. I'm going to go there, sit down there, do a bit of work. Yeah. It gets people into the corners of these massive... what did you say? It was almost designed to attract people in, but they couldn't get out? You were joking. You were joking. This is a big space with... outdoor areas as well. I just think it, for me, being a geek, and there's at the moment probably a lot of geeks listening to this going, yes, give us Wi-Fi.
I think we should definitely have Wi-Fi. How we do it, and whether we can get the retailers to buy into that, I think some of them will, but it's quite a hard step to get them to give some of their bandwidth. I think it's more likely we'll get something actually in the common areas that people can use.
Nice.
That's definitely the aspiration.
So how have the locals taken to the plans?
Well, it's interesting. We had a marketing strategy meeting and a conversation. One of the concerns was, how are we going to deal with negative perceptions? To be honest, I've been here since middle of October, and I've not come up with any negative responses at all. Somebody questioned the name of The Rock and why we're using The Rock. Well, because it's an extension of The Rock. That's the only negative I've come up against. Everybody's very, very upbeat about this. Particularly when
people have brought up, you've got very few worries.
Well, this scale of development in a town which is already a very successful town, to bring people back into their local town, take them away from Trafford, which is not a real place. This is a real town, with heritage and with that sort of depth of tradition, and already strong appeals to people. It's fantastic. It's only upside. And to see this amount of development happening in the UK now is very exciting. When I came here from Hull to see the optimism in Bury, it was quite electrifying, really. I mean, we all feel it, and people
are so
excited.
It sounds like a scary fairground ride.
It is a scary.
The optimism.
It is a scary.
Maybe you could put one in around the area, like a roller coaster, to show everybody this vision that we're looking at now.
Asking my boss, my friend Ian, said, well, whereabouts is The Rock in Bury? And he said... Just go into Bury, you'll see it. And it's just somebody has been, lifted a bit of Manhattan or Liverpool One and dropped it into Bury. It's ridiculous, incongruous in concept, but actually works very well.
Well, when's it going to be finished?
16th of July we open.
16th of July? Mm. That's not long.
No, it's scary.
Well, that scaffolding has got to come down.
The scaffolding is coming down as we speak.
Excellent.
So you'll see, as you look at the building, you'll actually see the form of the building taking
shape.
So this
summer, there's going to be people sitting on these miniature little, well, they'll be bigger in real life, miniature little coffee tables in amongst a huge new development. When do people start moving into the flats? Because how much accommodation do you have?
We've got 408 apartments. By the time we open on the 16th of July, we'll know exactly when the flats are going to be opened and be developed. Hammerson, who are running the development at present, from beginning of January, their main priority is retail and leisure, getting that full, getting the right names, upping the tenant mix, so we've got better quality tenants if we possibly can to attract
better quality tenants.
You know, better quality up the socioeconomic ladder. You know, so you're actually getting a broader spread of people coming in. So you're looking at those people that would go to Trafford of particular brands will be tempted to come in here. So we've got sufficient qualities to attract and retain. People will still go to Trafford and still go to Manchester, but we're trying to get Bury very much on the map.
Are you going to stop people saying Bury near Manchester? Because I thought it was actually, that was the name of the town. Bury near Manchester.
I think people will always call a place what they want to call it, won't they? You know, we're talking about perceptions. People look upon Bury very much as a hometown. And people that I speak to say, well, actually, it'd be great when this is open and there's a town developed. We won't have to go to Trafford. We'll come into hometown. We'll open 9 till 8, Monday to Friday. So it's going to have Trafford-esque hours. It'll have 5,000 car parking spaces, hopefully quite an element, maybe all of it, free parking. I mean, that's in the evening, sort of from 5 o'clock. That's what we're aspiring to, trying to get that through at the moment. So there's going to be a lot of what Trafford offers here, but in a warm town setting.
I think, yeah, that's vital. And having Tony take me around a few places recently, one thing I have noticed that I don't get from the big cities, which tend to be very transient, is there's a lot of people very passionate about the space that they have lived in for a long time, and because of that they hold on to such incredible stories and incredible tales, and it'd be nice to see how the community is maintained with the development of this size.
This is all about, I mean, the reason I've come here, and I was in Hull for 2.5 years before, the reason I've come here and what I enjoyed there was, this is all about community. It's about reconnecting Bury and getting people to come back in and enjoy their town.
I love the fact that you have got a place in the centre here where you can just wander in and meet, whereas you've got to bear in mind my closest large built-up area is Milton Keynes, which to me seems very, very fractured. You should be able to...
This is designed to actually connect with what Bury's already got. So if you look at Bury streetscape, you can see the way this has been designed. A huge amount of care has been put in by all parties to make sure this fits in perfectly. It aligns with St Mary's Parish Church at the bottom. It actually fits into the town. So what we're doing is a heritage project as well, which will illustrate how this is, what has been on this space and how it's evolved. It's very much part of the town, a new bit of the town. And that's what's exciting, because it is people's hometown. It's not just a manufactured mall that's just been stuck somewhere. Mm.
Well, the increase of population in general that the country is seeing, and the fact that the world in general, it's this attention to detail when it comes to development, I think, is not only fascinating but really, really important. I look forward to coming back in July and actually checking out how Bury has managed to deal with this massive development and how everybody has kind of integrated and started enjoying the space.
Yeah, it's been about bringing people back home to enjoy their hometown, enjoy the space, and bringing people together simply.
Thank you very much for your time.